and welcome to another exciting edition of the Voice Actors Journal with Simon and Jeff. I am Jeff Worden, and with me is my good comrade, Simon C.
Hello, everybody.
How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing well. So what's new and exciting in your world here? What's going on with you?
Just keep on doing my thing. That's about it.
That's pretty much all everybody ever does, keep doing their thing. So I'll go with that.
Absolutely. And everyone might notice that this episode is coming out a little bit later. We had a little technical difficulty yesterday.
That we did. But hopefully I'm sounding a lot better at this point. My microphone was giving me a few issues, but a little American ingenuity and slapping it around, and it's now fixed itself. So I'm very pleased. I'm hoping I'm coming in a little clearer. So all is well for the time being. So I'm very happy about that.
And obviously, it's Jeff's problem.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is. Why? Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Simon, what is today's topic before we get into the disclaimer here?
Well, our topic today is prioritizing paid voiceover gigs versus free voiceover gigs.
Ooh, sounds really good. Indeed. And what email can we be reached at?
We can be reached at thevoiceactorsjournal@gmail.com. That's thevoiceactorsjournal@gmail.com.
We definitely appreciate any all kind of comments, feedback, lies you want to tell us, and that sort of thing. We'd love to hear it all. Absolutely. Now, that all being said, allow us to provide the disclaimer. The disclaimer is that we are not voice acting coaches, because we'd probably be making more money doing that sort of thing. We are describing our experience as voice actors, because it's not all about you. Well, okay, actually some of it is, because you can relate to that. Your mileage will definitely vary from ours, because we don't ride the short bus, despite rumors to the contrary. Now, last but not least, we are undiscovered badasses, because no one important has lifted the big rock that we are hiding under. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is our disclaimer for today.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
Yeah, man, we have a bus pass.
Are we going to talk about the deluxe bus pass again?
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Sure you are. No, it's all good.
It's all good.
So let's talk about prioritizing paid gigs versus non-paid gigs. Now, it may seem obvious in and of itself, but what's your take on it, Simon? How do you feel about paid gigs and unpaid gigs and how you prioritize them? What's your take on that?
Well, my take is, if you book a fair rated paid gig work, then obviously you will prioritize that over their free gig.
That would seem pretty obvious. I'll go along with that.
Yeah. But, you know, as long as it's a fair rate, okay? Fair rate. Now, everyone has their own definition of fair rate. You could definitely listen to our previous episode about rates.
That is true.
Go ahead and check that out first before you come back here. And then listen to this one.
Exactly.
But
we'll wait. We go ahead and put us on pause. We'll wait.
And we're back. But I think free work has some benefits depending on what type of free work you're working on.
Right.
If it's something that's like pretty big that could get you, you know, exposed pretty good, like kind of put your name out there, then I will consider doing it.
Right.
I will consider doing it. And also gigs from friends that are very passionate about a certain project, I had a friend who's doing an audiobook, and you know him as well too, Jeff.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
He's doing an audiobook. He's very passionate about it because, you know, he has it on Amazon as a digital copy. So I know he is working very hard for an audio version of it. And, you know, I have the honor of, you know, voicing one of the roles from from the book.
Yep.
And, you know, someone that you could trust, that you know that it's going to work very hard to get this project out there for people to listen and probably view it on YouTube as like an animated project or something like that. Now, the things that I would try to avoid is, let's say you audition for a non-paying gig and it's like an audiobook or even a future animated project, and these people you don't know, I will probably vet them as much as you can, because there is a possibility that, like, hey, I'm doing an audiobook, and you record your part, but you'll never see that audiobook come to life at all, and you just wasted your time.
Yeah.
And those are like things that I'd be weary of. And unless free work, I feel like you should probably, you know, do it unless you know that person very well, or you vetted that person that was doing the casting call, you know, to a point where like, okay, you seem like you're very passionate about this, so I trust you in getting it done so everyone can listen to it or view it. So that's how I view paid versus non-paying gigs.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad guideline to go by. I differ a little bit on that, in that even some paid gigs, frankly, just don't pay that much. So whether you give them a lot of priority, obviously, on you, I would look at it more from a business standpoint, is that you basically agreed to do work for this person for X number of dollars. And if you knew he's only paying you like, you know, $5-$10 to do this one part, then you know what, you need to suck it up and do it and you know, and finish that obligation. That's one aspect I would look at for there. The free part that you mentioned, you know, like, you know, if it's, you know, like a friend of yours doing a passion project, or, you know, somebody say, hey, we can get you a lot of exposure and all that sort of stuff. Now, I'm not against doing free work. I really am not. In fact, I'm involved with a group, and I was actually offered a part to do an audio production. And this is a free thing. I'm actually going to a recording studio out in Burbank, eventually, where they can find a lead actor to do all this. Now, the group of people that are running this are basically in my age category. They're nice guys. They're obviously professionals, but, you know, they're not paying anybody, which is unfortunate. But it looks like a lot of fun, and they understand, though, that actors should get paid. It's not like they're just, you know, trying to scam us or anything like that. That's the cool part about that. They get it. You know, they're working actors. They understand that, frankly, money should be exchanged, but they're asking that people do it for free. And I'm willing to go along with this because chances are they might know people, and my voice can get out there to other projects that might get paid. So that's fine, which is part of why I'm doing it. The flip side to that is that, and I think I touched on this when we talked on the rates episode, is that if somebody is just going to pay you an exposure and whatnot, and they actually use that, you, in my opinion, you should just flat out just not do it. Now, obviously, it's really more of a judgment call on your end. If you're just starting out, the exposure may or may not be a good thing for you. But the trick is the person in question has to finish the project. That's the real key to the whole thing. And if they don't finish the project, then you've wasted your time, your resources, and you've got nothing out of it, nothing to show for it.
Yeah, you basically expose yourself to a waste of time.
Right. I think that's a good way of putting it. You died of exposure. No, but and that's the thing about it. Is that I disagree strongly with those who say, oh, you'll get so much exposure doing this if you do our project and whatnot, but that's why we can't pay you. We don't have a budget. Well, you know what? There's Kickstarter. There's Indiegogo. There's all sorts of revenue means.
Yeah.
There's also asking your rich uncle for some money. There's asking your parents for money. There's, you know, asking your buddies at work, hey, can you chip in $5 for a project? Do I love to have you help out with that if you can? I mean, sure. It's just little things like that. If you were that determined to get a project done, pay your talent. And if you can't, say, hey, look, this is what is in my budget. I want to pay you more. And if I can, I will. I'm trying to raise money to do this. Make a serious effort. To say that you're going to pay in exposures is asinine, simply because if you are not that well known, or if your game flops, the exposure is nothing. You know, it's not worth the time or the effort. If it's a short thing, you know, 5 minutes, yeah, 10 minutes, okay, yeah, whatever, I'll do it. But you're asking for like hours of work, you know, forget it. It's not going to happen. And again, the judgment call winds up being on you at that point. But, and Simon pretty much touched on this at the top. When you get a paid gig, you are essentially, the way I look at it, you are essentially contractually obligated to do the work. So do it to the best of your ability, be a professional about it, give quality work, give it 110%, because you never know. The guy might call you back for more work, and that therefore that's more money, or he might even refer you to somebody else who is like, yeah, you know, I got this great guy who, you know, on my payroll, he really helped me out. Check him out, listen to his tapes. You know, if you like what you hear, contact him. Here's his number, here's his email address. So it's a matter of how you want to value free work versus the paid work. The paid work you should always just do regardless. And, you know, because if you agree to it, you do it, period. That's it. Give the three takes, make them sound great. Bam, you're done. You get paid when all is said and done. But, you know, to get into the free work, it's definitely a lot more gray, a little more fluid, I would say.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I've done some free work before, long before, like when I first started off, you know, sure. when I was in in the class and like taking classes. And,
yeah, same here.
You know,
same here.
Like even before I had like a real demo produced, you know, I took a dab like an audiobook I saw, a potential audiobook. Right. I recorded some lines for them. Never heard back. Never saw the light of day of it. And just I just felt like, okay, well, lesson learned. You know, got to like, you know, free stuff. You got to pick and choose carefully what you want to do for free. And,
that is true.
And the best free work I could think of is do projects with people that you know, that you're comfortable with. Like your group, Jeff, your group, you feel comfortable with them. So, you know, like, you know what? No, they're doing things for voiceover. No, they're working actors as well. So they understand.
They have credit as far as I'm concerned.
They have credit, yeah.
I've never met them before, but it's obvious that it's a project that they're all very passionate about. They want this to actually happen. I mean, it's actually funny because I keep getting emails from, oh, yeah, we need to push back the record date. We need to push back the table read and all this other stuff. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll leave a Saturday open for you guys, you know, because I definitely want to do this. You know, it's going to be out in Burbank or whatever, so it's not that far. So I don't mind burning the gas to get out there and back to do this. It's going to be fun. And because they're working actors, they understand it. So it's not like, you know, some kid in high school is like, yeah, you know, I don't have any money, but this is going to be so big, dude. And you know, the exposure will totally get you famous. And please do it for free. I mean, seriously, it isn't going to work. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you want to make a living doing this sort of thing. If it's a side gig, yeah, okay, yeah, sure. But if you're being a serious voice actor, you know, you need to find projects that are actually either going to pay or definitely are valued, even if you do it for free, are some value, or you're working with people who are serious in their craft. And maybe that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. And being serious, like our mutual friend, Curtis, the audiobook that we're working on,
right.
That he's working on, he's serious about it because he has a version of it, a digital copy of it, of the book on Amazon. So,
oh yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's serious. I mean, I can't even write 2 pages of anything to
put, that's also true,
to put it on Amazon, you know.
That is so true, huh?
I'm not a good writer. Right? I am not a good writer, so I know my friend Curtis is serious about that project. That's why that's why when he offered me a role, I was like, yeah, definitely. I didn't even hesitate.
Yeah,
didn't even hesitate.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate you referring me to him to, you know, to do a couple voices for him as well. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it, and it's a fun story that he had us record. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen when it comes out. I'm really looking forward to it.
I know, definitely, and I know he was looking for old dudes. I was like, all right, I know one. I know one right on top of my head.
I am so going to burn you, Simon. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm going to burn you, boy. I'm going to come over there and burn you.
Yeah. And then when you notice when someone's very serious about their project, they, you know, they put a lot of passion to it. You know, recording in the studio, you know, with Curtis, and just, you know, he gave us a lot of direction. He's very good at that.
Right, he gave a lot of direction. He was listening. He said, yeah, let me just listen to it. He like listened to it in his head to see how it sounded. He's like, yeah, okay, that's right. But let me have you try it this way. And then, you know, I do it the other way. He's like, no, like the other one better. It's cool. Don't worry about it. We'll move on. I'm like, all right, cool.
And also, you know, like,
he knew.
And the setup is just like very good. The setup, the equipment, he set up the equipment properly. And, you know, obviously I know that studio well enough because I had it. We know we have a podcast together.
Right.
That we record in that studio. So I know it very well. And he put detail in that studio very, very well. That's why I was so comfortable in, you know, participating in that, in his project, because, you know, whether or not I get paid or not, it's just like, yeah, I want to do it. You
know? Oh yeah. 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 I might've considered doing it for free, but don't tell him that, but no, I'm joking. I'm it was a lot of fun and I'm glad it was actually a paid gig in and of itself, but it definitely is the sort of session you want. As a professional, you go into a studio, you do your work, you do your, give 110%, you do your best, you know, they pay you when all said and done, boom, you know, that's how it should be for unpaid gigs, it should be like that. You get the right direction. It sounds the way it should, you know, and you get a lot of, you know, good, you know, positive and negative feedback as it might be, because you might screw it up real bad. You never know, but you want to get it right. Cause that's part of being a professional. And that's, you know, what makes it so good is when you have a really good session like that, whether it's paid or not. That's the beauty of the whole thing. It's the love of being in front of a microphone and acting.
Yeah. And that, yeah, basically. And also getting out there and then actually hearing feedback. Cause you know, when you're, when you're recording on your own, you don't get feedback other than
unless you turn the microphone up too high. But yeah,
that is true.
Oh crap, the gain's too high. Let me turn that down.
You get
crap.
The technical feedback, but then you also get the mental feedback from your own head, and that's not a good one.
No, that's never fun.
That's never the fun feedback. That's a horrible one.
That's the listen to yourself. Oh, I sound off. Oh my God, what am I doing?
Yeah, no, most of the time it's negative. If you have your own mental feedback, so
right. Well, nothing wrong with being your own worst critic, as it were. But it's a matter of like being overly critical about it. But either way, I think it's important that you have that. If it sounds good, you go with it. Don't just go, yeah, whatever. And, you know, you want it to sound right.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're kind of getting a little off topic about the paid versus paid, unpaid gig thing.
So basically, it all comes down to this, everybody. Paid work, definitely do it. Okay? If you agree it, then you do it, no matter what.
Do it, period. You're a professional, do it done, do it right.
It's pretty much like getting a job. You agree to getting a job, you're going to do this task for a certain amount of money, then you got to do it. That's how it is.
Then you got to do it the American way. Just be really half-assed about it.
No, don't do that. No, don't do that. Don't ever do that. Now, free gigs.
Thank you, Homer Simpson.
Now, free gigs, it depends. Again, it's kind of your own judgment call.
Yeah.
If it's something that looks very, very good and the person that you talk to that's in charge of the project is very passionate about it, then maybe it's worth the time to invest it. If it's someone that you don't know at all, and then they're kind of like winging it, probably not.
Probably not.
And if they say, "Oh yeah, this is gonna be very big," and they never really casted a project to begin with, I would second guess on that one. But
no,
again,
I agree.
It really depends. It's your own judgment call. Obviously you can't. You won't know if you make the right or wrong judgment call. Let's say you do go record a project for free and then it turns out to be the worst project you ever recorded, and you never see it in the light of day, then,
or worse yet, it does see the light of day, you're like, oh God, no.
You live and learn the experience. But from our own experiences, like, I did one audiobook, never saw the light of day of that, and I learned that I will choose to do projects, especially if it's free ones, for only friends and people I'm comfortable with.
Yeah, I agree. That's pretty much it. And even if you do it for strangers, just find out that, get a feel for who they are. I mean, like I said, when I did this, this one gig I'm a part of, I got to meet them. Obviously, and like I said, they're like in my age category or so. They're nice guys. Obviously, they're actors. So they know, they get it. So it was obvious to me that doing this for free, whether I get exposure or not, a lot of it or not, it's okay. This is actually a fun thing. This is why I do the work, is to meet people, to network a little bit. And on top of that, just have some fun, recording, a play or a book or whatever it happens to be, something fun. And I can say, hey, I was a part of this, of this group, and they're just a lot of fun to work with. I hope I get a chance to work with them again, and maybe they'll pay me next time. We'll see how it goes. But if not, I wouldn't be against it, because they're a lot of fun, and I would want to work with them again. And it definitely becomes a judgment call, and that's the hard part of the whole thing.
Yes, it is. It's very hard.
All right. Well, I can't think of anything else to add in regards to that, other than just definitely, if you get the paid gigs, you should absolutely do them and do them to your best. And unpaid gigs, just cast a leery eye towards that sort of thing, and get an idea as to really what that person's all about. And and my personal bit would be, if they're going to pay you an exposure, don't accept that kind of a payment and just keep moving on. There's plenty of other work out there for sure.
Definitely. I agree.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is today's episode of the Voice Actors Journal with Simon and Jeff. Please feel free to join us next week. We'd love to get any kind of feedback as well. Reach us at thevoiceactorsjournal@gmail.com, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, and one more thing, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast.
That's always important.
Yeah, you can find us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor FM. I remember to include that one this time.
I was about to say, did you write them down this time? Good for you, man.
Tune in and Spotify and a bunch of other podcasting services out there. We should be in there as well. If not, let us know.
We should be spread out like peanut butter, I think, on a slice of bread. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking it is, but it's all good. All right. That's all I got.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. You have a good weekend.
Bye, everyone. Music is provided by MotionArray.com.